We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
46 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday, September 23rd, day 25 of the Ida recovery. A kind of comical moment yesterday at the city council meeting as they were talking to Energy New Orleans, and Deanna Rodriguez, the president and CEO, made her statement and then got up and moved, and they didn't realize she was leaving, and then she didn't realize she was supposed to stay and came back, but that was kind of funny. Michael Hecht joins us now, president and CEO of GNO Inc. How you doing, Michael?
Yeah, now, Tom, when you said that was funny, was that like ha-ha funny or like awkward funny, you know?
I think it was a little bit of both. I can just imagine the city council people looking down at their notes, getting ready to ask questions, and then they realize, where'd they go? What happened? Where'd they go?
You know, but I think it's actually appropriate, Tommy, because to some degree, and I'm not trying to denigrate anybody, this is a little bit performative, right? You know, it's a little bit for the cameras, because what we really need to do is to have a very sober discussion about hardening our electrical system, about the best regulatory structure, about the best way to do this for the future. And it's never clear that, a city council meeting, is the best venue for that type of kind of, honest, useful discussion.
Yeah, you don't negotiate in public. But let me get back a second to the threats of, not really threats, talking points, I guess, of Entergy saying maybe being absorbed by Entergy Louisiana, maybe moving out of New Orleans, not being regulated by the city council. Helena Moreno yesterday started by talking about Entergy being the huge corporation that it is, and Deanna Rodriguez said, well, no, you're thinking about Entergy Louisiana. We're talking about Entergy New Orleans here. Why the difference? How did Entergy at some point found it advantageous to split off into Entergy New Orleans, or how did we even get here? Do you know?
Well, all those things that make New Orleans special. The food, the music, the culture, Napoleonic law, the fact that we're one of only two places in America where you have an investor-owned utility that's regulated by the city council. I mean, there are some idiosyncrasies in our history that are not necessarily what you would do today if you were designing it today. And so here's the way to think about it, and I think we have to really clarify this for people. So Entergy is a Fortune 500 company. It's a big company that provides service in Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, and a little bit of Mississippi, I believe. It's headquartered in New Orleans, right next door to the Hyatt on Loyola. Then it has these subdivisions that all have their own financials. The big one in Louisiana is Entergy Louisiana, right? But then you have NOPSI, or Entergy New Orleans, which is much smaller, is not geographically diverse at all, has a smaller user base, has a smaller and weaker balance sheet, frankly. And that's really what we're discussing. And, Tommy, this is just my opinion, is that if we were designing this today, New Orleans, the parish, would be served by Entergy Louisiana, because then we would have more geographic diversification, which would mitigate against one place getting hit by a storm.
8:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Michael Hecht, president and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, here's my question. We talk about Fortune 500 companies, and if Entergy New Orleans leaves, we're going to lose a Fortune 500 company. But according to Deanna Rodriguez, Entergy New Orleans is not a Fortune 500 company, right? So walk me through all of that and tell me where I'm confused.
No, yeah, it's being presented in a confusing way. So first of all, Entergy Corporate, big Entergy, is the Fortune 500. Entergy New Orleans is a subsidiary of Entergy, and it has its headquarters over on Poydras Street across from the Superdome.
Right.
Entergy, the big company, the Fortune 500, has its headquarters around the corner on Loyola,
okay,
in the building with Entergy on top by the Hyatt. And so they actually are different. And here's something very that we have to be very clear about. If Entergy New Orleans were to move it, were to merge into Entergy Louisiana, I don't think anything changes with the headquarters, right? I mean, it's still the headquarters of the huge corporate Entergy.
It'd be more reason to keep it here, right?
Precisely.
Yeah.
The real risk would be if the city of New Orleans had its energy serviced by a different company or by the city itself, then New Orleans would be the hole in the donut of all Entergy Louisiana and all Entergy service. And in that case, yeah, I mean, I think that, it could move. Now, it might just move to Jefferson. It wouldn't necessarily leave the region or the state. But from a city of New Orleans perspective specifically, that would be the risk. This is just me. Nobody said this to me. This is just me kind of trying to read the tea leaves as clear as I can.
Well, and just me, my initial reaction was, the city run the power system? Are you kidding me? They can't get the garbage picked up. Was that your initial reaction as well?
I think this was just, when somebody says, look, I'm just going to lay out all the possibilities.
Let's just spit out some things here, right? I'm just spitballing
here. We're just spitball. We're not picking up the spitballs, but we're laying out the spitballs.
So how do you think this turns out? Entergy obviously thinks it's beneficial to them to have Entergy New Orleans as a subsidiary, right?
I don't necessarily know. I know that historically that's how it's come to be. But I think that we have to have two discussions, Tommy, that are related but separate. One is this question about governance. What is the best way to structure and govern Entergy? Right now, Entergy Louisiana is governed by the Public Service Commission, the PSC, which is an elected body, and NOPSI, or Entergy New Orleans, is governed by the city council. And so one is, what's best practice for governing an electrical utility? And I think we should look nationally and not look at the places where it doesn't work, like California and maybe Texas, but the places it does work. And so at GNO Inc., we're going to start looking at that. Then a related question.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, go ahead, please.
I was saying that a related question is, what's the best investment strategy in infrastructure? How should we harden traditional infrastructure like telephone poles? Should we bury lines? What should we do in terms of backup and redundancy? And that is a different question, but it's related because at the end of the day, somebody's got to pay for that. And it's either going to be some combination of the utility, the ratepayers, or Uncle Sam or Uncle Joe. So these are really important questions.
That factors into the fixed rate of return, and we'll go into that another time, Michael. I appreciate your time. I really do. Have a great day, sir.
Yeah, Tommy, thanks so much. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
It's confusing. It can be. We're going to talk to Kevin Minnelli when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.